interest about plant pathology, as I am plant pathologist, and this is the Phytophthora problem. It is problem in Georgia, and it is somewhat problem in South Carolina too, and everywhere. I'm going to be quick because we spend a few more minutes. This is a worldwide, and we know that we also studied the host range. It is very wide host range, but mainly these are in cucurbits and the peppers. Those are the main really host. And we have had up to 100% losses very often in both in cucurbits as well as in peppers. And this is really a very challenging to manage this disease because there is no single method would be enough to control the disease. For example, this is cucurbits, and we do have a variety of the symptoms. Is one of the symptoms is in the upper left is seedling death, very common, then gradually goes to the vine and just kills the whole plant. And this is the vine infection. As you see, the vine infection here, for example, this is just beginning about 2 days, and in about 5 to 7 days, just total vine collapse. And then goes all sort of the vine infection. Occasionally, we do have also leaf infection, but it's not very common, very, very rare. And fruit infection, just huge infection on fruits, from the beginning of the fruit to end of the fruit, and just melts down and all gone very rapidly in about 2 weeks. And very often just having total losses, 100% losses is very, very common in squash, in pumpkin. And here are more about different cucurbits. And here we have pepper. Pepper is similarly, very serious issue. If you go China, if you go Latin America, if you go Middle East and the Southern Europe, that's really huge problem. And sometimes we do have resistance to the stem infection, but goes the fruit. And we have to be, if you are a breeder, you have to be really concerned in two types of resistance, one for the stem infection and one for fruit infection. They are really, really different. And we started developing a method. One was start from the beginning to the end. We have to start from beginning to the end. One was going to seedling infection. Occasionally we had some of the growers come back and the seed. Illinois is very huge in pumpkin production. We do have roughly about 25,000 acres of the pumpkins. And they had to come for second time, even the third time, to seed them because of the seedling deaths, seedling losses. I'm going one by one. If somebody has failed, no history of Phytophthora, that's great. You would use it. Otherwise, you have to go do something else. And these are the list of crop protection, seed treatment, and finally, application of the fungicide are common. In order to develop crop rotation, we tested all possible plants, crops, used alternative with the cucurbits, and we found host and non-host. Those are the list of 45. In Illinois, 45 crops are, even the weeds are in the field. We pretty much determined what are the hosts and what are not the hosts. I'm not going one by one. If somebody wants, I would be more than happy to provide a list. And we exactly know what is going on. Then we started how long this pathogen would survive in the soil. That's very important part. And we put the pathogen huge number, 5,000 oospores per gram of the soil, on the top of the soil and in different depths. Gradually and almost rapidly, the teleospore died. After about 4 years, we had this percent, 0.04% oospores left. That's a good enough to provide inoculum for that. However, second one was germination of the oospores, lasting or surviving oospores. After 4 years, none of the oospores extracted from the soil did not germinate. Meaning that this is good in the crop rotation with non-host crop would be good for 4 years. Even we can go with 3 years. However, the important part is crop rotation at least for 3 years, but we have to take care of the weeds. Weeds are very important. Some of the weeds are host. For example, nightshade. Nightshade is a very serious host. If somebody has, for example, wheat or corn, but there are nightshade up there, that would be good enough to carry this pathogen from 1 year or through the history. So this is quite important. Seed treatment. One of the important steps was we just established the seed treatment, almost no cost. And this is what we came up. Seed treatment, this was the best. This is not the only compound. But Epron XL, this is mefenoxam. Those of you who want to know, the compound is mefenoxam. Very little, about 5 cents per acre. Would be about, what, 12 cents or so per hectare. Really no cost. Very effective for 5 weeks. Just apply the fungicide on the seed and the plant. And for 5 weeks, that would be great. It's systemic. Moves to the plant and to protect the plant. But after 5 weeks, you have to come up with something else. What is the something else? You have to go and check, scout your field. Make sure that there is no disease. Particularly, you go to the low area because this is the moisture pathogen. If there is no moisture, this pathogen just slips. Like, for example, this morning is still, you know, we have to come not 8 o'clock. So you have to, Scott, if you realize that there is disease developing in the low area, most area, we have to get rid of the plant. That doesn't mean that's going to be stopping completely the disease development, but it is going to be slowed down significantly. And we can pull out and sometimes disc, and that gets rid of some of the inoculum density and goes on. Then, if your soil is sandy, you are in good shape. But if that's heavy soil, the moisture, this will go on. Just that this pathogen loves moisture and the warm condition. Then we have to go fungicide application. In about 20 years ago, we had almost no effect of fungicide, frankly. One or two, and some of them were effective, and some of them not effective. In Illinois particularly, we did not have effective fungicide. But today we have quite few fungicides. They were available in the past, I would say, 15 years. We have only, previously, we had only this one, and it's very expensive to apply. And these are gradually we added year after year, and very, very good. For example, this one came out last year, available last year. And some of them are very effective in Illinois, some of them very effective, for example, in North Carolina, and some of them very effective in Michigan. You can't depend on the isolate. I'm not going to be in detail, but depends on the isolate. For example, those of them, we have very good luck with rabies, man, in Michigan, in Illinois. But in Michigan, that is not as effective as Illinois because of the isolates of this particular pathogen. And this year, I recommend it this year. This is what to do, what the growers would do. Go for Borrelius ultra, is a new compound, and these are all the different mode of action. Go run man, come back to Borrelius plus Activin, this is the spreader, and go back. If you have six spray program, six times spray, this is the best for Illinois in 2018. And perhaps next year will be a little different based on my research. And this is the total recommendation for the cooperative growers. 3 years or longer replication. And the seed treatment, almost no cost. I mean, I'm really saying 5 cents per acre, no cost for it. 5 weeks is a very long time. And avoid using contaminated water. This is very important. If you have a runoff water from your field coming to your farm, if you use that water to irrigate your field, you're just spreading the pathogen all over. This localized infection area applies fungicide. Do as much sanitation as possible. So with this one, I guess we do have a minute or maybe maximum 2 minutes. Any comments or any questions?